Yeah, Niners and Rams for the NFC title in Los Angeles Sunday afternoon. It'll be fun for Cardinals fans to watch two teams from the division go at it for a spot in the Super Bowl on the line. Here to talk about it with the San Francisco perspective.
Oh, I'm sure he's tickled.
From the from 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Ray, the always tickled Ray Ratto joins us on the 72 Salt Sports Line. Hi, Ray.
What do you want now?
We always want something. We're very needy
we
talk
are
show hosts.
Very needy.
We need a new NHL team or a new building, Ray, is what we need.
Or both.
Yeah, I want that to happen. And then when that's too big, then you move to one that's like 2,200. Then you move to a high school gym. And then you suddenly become the first sports team ever to work in a subatomic field.
All right, that's pretty excellent.
And Ray did write about this for Defector.com.
I thought this was really interesting that Sean McVay had to field a question about, is Kyle Shanahan in your head? What about the job Kyle has done this year? Because there was a time when the 49ers were 3-5, and I heard people in Arizona say that, oh, Cliff Kingsbury's got a better winning percentage than Kyle Shanahan. To keep this team together, to do everything that's happened, seems to be a pretty remarkable deal. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the winning record of a coach is never without a context. And Cliff Kingsbury hasn't had to navigate the mountains of slop that Kyle Shanahan has in 5 years. But in terms of your question, which is, you know, how did this happen? It happened against the Rams in week 10 when it suddenly dawned on him that Deebo Samuel can carry the football more than once a game. And all of a sudden, his preference for the running game suddenly became incredibly creative. And he got engaged to that to the point where I think other teams are trying to copy what they are doing with their best wide receiver and using him as a running back to put the ball in his hands more often. And I think that was the jump start, which was when they went from maybe one or zero carries a game for him to five or six. It allowed them to reinvent the thing he likes to do best, which is run the ball and control the clock. So that, I think, is really what happened. You know, it's, and as much as people want to focus on the quarterback, that's the moment of genius. Mm-hmm. It's, okay, I don't have a great quarterback, so why don't I figure out another way to make the offense work? And so he basically went off script and away from the orthodoxy, which is you play the guy with the big arm, you know, even if he doesn't know everything he's supposed to know. He just said, no, I need a guy who can just sort of turn around, hand the ball off to the right guy who's going to be doing the right thing at the time. Mm-hmm. So you need a great wide receiver who can also run with the ball. You need a very good running back, and you need an offensive line that can block for the run. And there are not a lot of teams that have those three ingredients. He figured out the ingredients he had, just decided to cook something else.
Yeah, it's been to see Samuel, his usage, it's been amazing. But, and I know you said not to focus on the quarterback, but Jimmy Garoppolo just continues when he's healthy enough to play, and that's not always 100% healthy, just to help the 49ers win games. I mean, how much of a role do you think, would you put on the responsibility of Jimmy Garoppolo in the turnaround, if at all, Ray?
Well, that depends on how the game is going. If you need him to win the game for you, you might very well be screwed. But if you need him to manage the game, if you have a defense that can keep you close, then you don't need him to be the hero. See, the thing about Garoppolo, more than anything else, is they're not winning because of him, and they're not winning despite him. He's sort of ancillary to the process.
Yeah,
he's almost like the right tackle in that, you know, he does his job, but his job is not terribly complicated under normal circumstances. And as long as he remembers what the play is and, you know, the intricacies of running that play, you know, he doesn't need to throw the ball 60 yards down the field because, among other things, the guy who's best equipped to run the pattern that goes 60 yards is also in the backfield half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they've changed the concept of the modern offense to fit their needs. Now, do I think that they love Garoppolo so much that, you know, he'll be their starter for five more years? Of course not. They drafted Trey Lance because they want to change their offense. But their offense works better right now with Garoppolo. And the question that people don't want to ask or answer is, well, if Garoppolo sucks so much, why is he playing every week? And the only two answers are either Shanahan has found a way to tap into the things he does do well, including, you know, keeping everybody in the offense happy because they all seem to love him, or Trey Lance isn't ready for this yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Trey Lance isn't ready, then there's no point in playing him.
Yeah.
And if the other players are happy with Garoppolo, even in his fairly limited role, there's no need to change. And that's the thing. It's just, he's not the reason you win, but he's part of the process, which means that he's less of, you know, he's less of a quarterback if you think about quarterback in the new traditional terms.
Sure.
He's an outlier.
I read somewhere that a ticket broker estimates that 49er fans will comprise 65% of the crowd Sunday at SoFi, which would be quite something. In light of what we just witnessed with the Giants and the Dodgers, what does this feel like to the parties involved, this Niners-Rams third matchup for a Super Bowl berth?
It may be the rekindling of a rivalry that has been dormant for a minimum of 25 years and maybe longer than that, because they rarely have been good at the same time. And that's how you get a rivalry. It's you play each other often and in high stakes games. I think what the fact that the 49ers are doing with their crowd for Sunday, which is flooding the stadium, is really an indication that Los Angeles has not yet fully embraced professional football, because the generation that would be, you know, making sure that those tickets don't get sold, they grew up without football. So the Rams don't resonate in their souls the way, you know, a Green Bay fan or a Chicago fan or a New England fan. They've been without football for most of their lives. So selling your Rams ticket seems normal to them. And especially when the prices go up.
Yeah.
Oh, I can get $900 for this thing I paid $200 for? Yeah, sign me up for that.
Ray Ratto, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Before we let you go, Bick asked a question about, you know, is Shanahan and McVay's head 6 straight wins in this rivalry for San Francisco, 2 this year, including a few weeks ago in Los Angeles. In your estimation, how much does that matter going into Sunday? And who do you like in this game, Ray?
It matters almost not at all, except for the fact that every week, every coach is trying to get in the head of the other coach, because that's how they strategize. This is far more about players v. players. And the big takeaway when you're talking about Rams 49ers is the 49ers are the one team that Aaron Donald does not wreak havoc against. And that's because he's a guy who terrorizes quarterbacks. But if the quarterback hands the ball off to somebody within a second, then Donald is now suddenly no longer a pass rusher. He's a run defender. And it's easier, I think, for the 49ers to block, you know, a guy who wants to, you know, bull rush the quarterback, because that's not part of the thing they have to worry about. I think that's a huge thing. Because I think if you just went talent for talent, the Rams are probably better.
Yeah.
But, you know, Aaron Donald has, you know, he's been not a non-factor, but he's been a minimized factor. And the best way to get the Rams to win is for him to basically jump up and down on a quarterback sternum. And he doesn't get that chance for the 49ers.
Yeah.
And I think that more than anything else defines, you know, who's in whose head. Because I don't think this is about the coaches. I think this is about the players. And I think the 49ers are a lousy matchup for the Rams, in the same way that the Cardinals are a terrible matchup for the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's horses for courses.
Yep.
Ray, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for making some time for us.
Yeah, go away.
See you, Ray.